Yeah, what's it like to get to you? How that makes you feel?
Well, you know, I was kind of a little nervous, but, you know, I've been in that situation before, and I just thought, you know, just put a good swing on it and get something middle up and just try to put a good swing on it and, you know, let it ride.
Fastball?
Yes, sir, fastball. I was thinking a slider was coming, but, you know, I was so happy when I saw that fastball in there, and I just turned on it.
You guys starting to feel like you're in a groove now offensively a little bit here?
Oh, yeah. You know, Marshall's got some good arms, and, you know, I think we really saw the ball well, and we were really fighting stuff off. We did a great job battling with two strikes today. I don't think we had very many strikeouts. And, you know, that's kind of one of the things we're going to have to do down the line is keep putting balls in play and just take our time and be patient at the plate.
How bad did you guys need this sweep?
You know, it's just big. Not big for – you know, conference or anything like that, but it was big for us morally and mentally for us to just kind of, you know, get back on track and really get this thing going until we go to Omaha.
With it being senior weekend, obviously you get the big go-ahead hit to help the sweep. Just talk about that.
You know, it's just a great feeling. You know, I want those guys out there to call my name every game, and, you know, hopefully, you know, one day that, you know, somebody else can do it and, you know, just keep passing it off. I mean, seniors are a big deal here, and, you know, we treat them with big respect and everything. So, you know, it was really a leadership and just kind of a good feeling to get that hit.
Didn't you score the run from second on that infield?
Yeah. I know. I was running. I don't know if Coach Godwin was stopping me or not, but I was going to go anyway because, you know, I really wanted to get ahead and keep the lead.
Thanks, Zach. Not a bad day for you.
It's always a good day when you get a win. You know, that's the most important thing, you know. Myself, I just come out here and try to help us win any way I can, and at the end of the day, the most important part is whether we win or not, and luckily we did today.
On days like this, you don't get a whole lot of time though to shift gears from being either a hitter or a second baseman or a DH or whatever to getting right out there on the mound. Is it ever tough to pull the switch like that quickly?
It's a good thing that I've done that my whole life because, I mean, they're in the last inning. I'm down in the bullpen. I'm warming up. I got to run down. I'm on deck. I hit, you know, and then I run back out there on the mound. Luckily that, you know, I've done it my whole life, so I sort of have some feel in doing it, and it's nothing new, really.
How big was the sweep for Dallas?
Oh, it's huge, you know, to get three wins in a weekend like this against a good Marshall team. You know, every team in our conference is a quality opponent, and to get a sweep, it's a great thing. Hopefully, you know, we can carry on the momentum into midweek and into next weekend.
Make the sweep.
Well, we need every win, and certainly sweeps are golden. I just told Garrett out on the post-game show, I think that's important. I mean, it's hard to sweep in baseball. I mean, if you've been around, no matter who you play, where you're at. But, you know, it was good to come out here and get this sweep and, you know, solidify our position a little bit more in conference with one last weekend left. And I thought it was huge.
I feel like the bats are developing a groove at this point offensively. You guys seem to be feeling it a little more consistently.
Yeah, I mean, I do, and, you know, and I said that, and the weather's warming up, and you know, guys are starting to get, you know, close to 200 at bats, our everyday guys, and under their belt, and you know, it's a work in progress. I mean, you know, we just gotta, you know, we gotta keep grinding, keep seeing, you know, we're gonna work a lot this week offensively, and you know, got two big games midweek before we go to Hattiesburg, so you know, guys are out of school, so it's baseball now.
Talk about that a little bit this week. The two big games coming up this week.
I mean, right now it's just Elon, you know, for me. I'll turn the page Tuesday night and start to focus on our next opponent. But, you know, Elon's a good team. I mean, it was a dogfight over there. And, you know, we've got to be ready to play. I mean, they're playing. They got a lot to play for. They're going to be coming in here playing for, you know, postseason. And we got to be ready for that.
Ryan had the big double. It being senior weekend. Just talk about that.
Well, I mean, you want your senior leaders to step up at the right time. And I think even before that, Corey would have doubled to set that up. I mean, and, you know, then Zach came up in that situation. I mean, I thought he had a great approach at the plate. I mean, even his two at-bats before, I mean, he got two hits with two strikes, and thought he was just locked in today.
Did you wave him on that infield single?
No, there, pretty observant. I didn't. I was hollering, school, school, school. I didn't want to draw any attention to make the second baseman see that I was trying to wave him for him to come up and make a play at the plate. So I was screaming, score, 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 instead of waving because sometimes, you know, if it draws attention, they may come up and look for the play at the plate.
The verbal wave.
The verbal wave. How about that?
Jake, is he banged up?
He's suffering a little leg injury. I don't know how specific I can be, but it's just, you know, it's day-to-day. It's not anything. We thought he was over it, you know, certainly we didn't play any other night. But, you know, it's just going to be day to day, and we want to get him back at it when we know he's 100%. You know, he's got to tell us, you know, how he feels. I mean, I'm not inside these guys' bodies or minds, so they got to tell us how they feel. When he gets 100%, he'll be back out there for us.